This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network. Slowing the grinding of her hips against my own until I found a rhythm that drew out the sensations we were both craving.
Bata, 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 boom!
Boom,
bata, boom! Fever!
Live from Steve-O's basement, it's Friday Night Fan Fiction, the online internet game show where everybody wins and everybody loses. Tonight we have some of the most unsavory fan-written fiction imaginable being read by our wonderfully selected candidates, the contestants. Our talented staff, the referee, will be watching them with eagle ears to make sure they maintain their composure or die trying. Did I say die? I meant to say drink. It's wacky. It's outrageous. It's America's favorite pastime next to football, baseball, basketball, NASCAR, and poker. It's Friday Night Fan Fiction.
He made games that had frightening visuals. They weren't actually frightening. They were unintentionally frightening.
Unnerving a bit, yeah.
Speaking of my last bowel movement.
Oh, I had one earlier today. It was pretty good.
It was unintentionally frightening.
Well, that's because, you know, logs popped out of the toilet and scared you before you sat down.
Why the fuck did you do that? Yeah.
It was weird how... Wasn't it weird how I popped up at work? I have no idea how I got there.
Oh, this is...
You didn't need a security badge or anything like that.
Friday Night Feces or something like that. Friday Night Fan Fiction, that's what we're called. And tonight we're joined by... Dingy Show, yeah. Daytona Show. What the fuck show are you?
Derpy Show.
You guys are ponies, right?
I have no idea what that is. What's
no, Connor? They're not ponies.
Why would we be ponies?
I don't know. First thing that came to mind. I've
As
never
a grown
heard of a
man,
pony.
I don't watch little girl cartoons, so I don't know what you're talking about.
So, was it Rob and Steve, or...
Boar and Neofaust.
Oh, slam, you don't know the host of your own guest show.
Okay, can I call you...
He couldn't take the 2 seconds to write that down.
Can I...
No, seriously.
Wait, can I just call you Rob and Steve, because it's easier?
No.
Call them by their names.
Yo, Boar and Neil's facts.
Doesn't my name even show up as Boar? I don't know where you're even pulling that from.
So, Boron and XX Tupac Lives 420 Blaze at XX _.
Hey, stop using my clan tag from yesterday.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, yesterday I did come up with one of the best. So I had a huge LAN party at my house yesterday. First one, inaugural. 12 people playing Unreal Tournament, Warcraft 3, Worms World Party, Counter-Strike, and StarCraft. Oh, no. And at some point we all just started competing with who could come up with the most ridiculous names. And my starting name for Unreal Tournament was Pubic Noose.
Oh, gross. Okay, back down with that.
Pubic Noose is where it's at. And tonight, also where it's at, is Samurai Jack. Back to the Jack. Jack is back. Secret of the Ooze.
Jacking it back.
You could have gone with Crack is Whack. Don't give me that smack.
Jacking it from the back. That's how you make it feel like someone's doing it.
A computer you gotta hack.
I need an epic hack.
Well played.
Game over!
Well played.
It's called Fevered Lust.
Anytime someone says fever, I always hearken back to Patapon when they go, Fever!
Yes! Bata, 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 boom! Fever!
Boom, bata, boom!
I love that game.
Fucking cute
game.
This is a real thing.
Have you
never
played Patapon?
No.
Dude, it's a rhythm-based amazing game.
Is it like that slime game where you tilt your PSP side?
No, that's
to
Loco
side?
Roco. That's Loco Roco.
Is it the one where you roll shit up into a ball?
That's Katamari.
It's sort of like it's a rhythm-based tower defense that is
like
side-scrolling.
You have to play it on a PS Vita, and therefore it's bad.
Oh, no.
It's PSP. It's even worse.
So you have to lead a bunch of mice to a rocket ship and send them to space.
No, that's Choo Choo Rocket.
Damn it.
Choo Choo Rocket.
So you have to lead a bunch of mice in a sort of weird Rube Goldberg machine to kill a cat?
That's Bad Rats.
Oh, no. I don't want to remember
By the way,
that.
You can keep this game going. I'm very good at it.
All right, should we get started with the reading then?
I guess.
Boar.
Yo.
Niels Boar. You get to read first.
Do I have to start with this link?
You can start at 10:15:05.
No, start with the link.
Do it.
Fevered Lust by Turtle Ninja. Original source, http://cartoon.adult-fanfiction.org/story.php?(no=16403). And then there's a bunch of dashes. I don't really know how to verbalize that.
But
there's,
dash. Or you can 10, start singing 15, the theme song 05. From Goemon. Dash, dash, dash.
Plasma.
Plasma.
In compliance with the new requirement that all fics have a proper disclaimer, I'm just making a slight addition to these notes. Is this the part that I'm supposed to read?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Okay.
Also, did he put patch notes in his fanfic?
Yes, he did.
Totally did.
I mean, I feel like I was screwing around before, but now that I'm actually doing what I'm supposed to, I feel like I'm still screwing around.
Oh, by the way, you know the rules of the game, right? You screw up, you take a drink?
Got it.
Which means you kind of have to have a drink.
I have to have a drink?
You'll get a pass on the first go around. This is your practice mode.
Okay. Got it. I took a drink anyway, so whatever. All right, I'm going to go back to where I was. In compliance with the new requirement that all fics have a proper disclaimer, I'm just making a slight addition to these notes to add the necessary requirements. Story hasn't been changed, just my notes. Little emoticon with the tongue out. -TN. All right, the title of this one is Fevered Lust. The author is Turtle Ninja. And the summary is there's more than just... I have to drink again, don't I?
Yep.
Uh-huh. There's more than one way to cure a cold.
Sex is not that way.
Rating NC-17. Pairing. Jack/OC. Is that original content? Is that what I'm
original
getting?
Original character. Mm-hmm.
Original character, got it. Author's notes. Well, while taking a break from WOS over on FF.net and inspired by the Aku infection episode, parentheses, inspiration comes from the oddest places, doesn't it? ? Winking, tongue out, face. I came up with this. Smutlet. Be gentle. First real Jack smut I've written, let alone posted. Disclaimer. Standard disclaimers apply. Jack, Aku, etc. Not mine. So I'm always the only one that's mine. Fix just for naughty reading pleasure. I've got better means of making my money than selling dirty fanfiction.
That's bullshit! There is no better way to make your money!
Actually, going to work would be a pretty good way to make your money. I mean,
unless you write 50 Shades of Grey or something like that.
Alright, I'm going back into it. Tongue out, emoticon. Forgive me. My eyes slowly cracked open, and a face slowly came into focus, leaning over me. But it was not that of Master Ning. Instead, it was that of a very beautiful woman, with dark hair and the brightest emerald eyes I have ever seen in my life. Her elegant features were creased with worry as she reached up and pressed a cool, damp cloth against my sweaty face, cooling my fevered skin. I let my eyes slip closed for a second before reopening them to take in my surroundings. I was no longer in the sanctuary belonging to the monks, but a room that reminded me very much of one of the many interior rooms of my father's castle. I was propped up against several thick pillows that leaned against a wood-paneled wall, sitting on a comfortable futon mattress. The blankets had been brought up to my rib cage, but I felt so warm that they were starting to become rather uncomfortable. Weakly, I tried to push them away, only to find that I hardly had the strength to even move.
Next up is Steve, or I'm sorry, Nefarious Fausto XXX.
A few oil lamps had been lit in the room, providing the only light and keeping the room relatively dim. The warm scent of incense tickled my nostrils, and I turned towards it, seeing a few sticks burning in a turquoise-shaped burner. It was very tempting to let all this soothe me back to sleep, but I knew I could not. Not when I could feel the infection stirring within me. I caught the sound of something rattling and splashing nearby, and turned back towards her. Her back was turned, and she had her hands in a porcelain bowl at her side. But I was able to get a good look at her without obviously staring. She appeared tiny, but not delicate, and wore a very long white kimono as she knelt beside me. Her hair ornaments jingled as she turned back to me with the cloth in her hands, and I realized that the sound I had heard had been of ice and water in the bowl. For a few moments, all I could do was stare at her weakly, trying to breathe as she brought the cloth to my face again. I felt marginally better with a sensation of cool cloth against my skin, even though the rest of my body was still drenched in sweat. As she brought it down over my jaw and neck, I managed to find my voice. Who are you? The cloth left a cooling trail along my jaw before one slim hand reached up to brush a few strands of hair off my sweaty face. My name is Tomo, she spoke softly, mopping
Tomo
at my face again.
Tomo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
I am the goddess who watches over you, who are...
Your mind started filling things in for what you wanted it to be.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make my own story
with Blackjack and hookers.
Blackjack, and he's gonna like
forget the Blackjack.
he's gonna do surgery on people because, you know, anybody knows Blackjack the Anime? Anyways.
I get that joke.
Carrying on. I am the goddess who watches over those who are gravely ill, like yourself. The monks brought you here with the hope that I could help you. I lay there helplessly as she turned away again and lowered the cloth into the bowl. I could hear the ice cubes clatter against each other and the sides of the bowl, and I realized that she was trying to keep the fever at bay. She lifted the cloth, wrung it out, and turned back to me, pressing it to my forehead. I let my eyes slide shut for a moment, relaxing beneath the cool cloth. Cool touch of the cloth. There. It felt so good that I was almost content to lay there and just let her do her work. But the poison stirring in my veins reminded me that I could not rest for long. You can help me when even the monks could not? I asked, startled at the weakness of my voice. Yes, and we must quickly... Bleh. Yes, and
we must quickly... Bleh.
Yes. Bleh.
Bleh, let's go.
Bleh.
Yes, and we must act quickly. The potion master Ning threw in your face... Okay, this is bad grammar, I guess.
Yep.
The potion master Ning threw in your face only neutralized the infection long enough for his brothers to bring you to me, she explained. It won't remain that way for very long, and each consecutive dose will lose its potency until the infection manages to gain complete immunity. Then you may be beyond even my help.
Why is infection capitalized?
Good question. That's what threw me off.
Well, regardless...
Did you ever play that game?
It's the
pop goes infection.
Oh, God. Oh.
I get it.
I wish I didn't.
Oh, gross.
You gross yourself out.
You put the pieces scratch in the slate, make the right selection.
Scratch your scabs until they pus.
Pop goes perfection.
No, scratch your... Yeah, scratch your scabs until they pus. Pop goes infection. She turned back to the bowl yet again. I almost read bowel. Yet again, and I struggled to push myself into a better sitting position. My body ached all over, and I could feel my arms shake as I collapsed back against the pillows. I could feel the infection stirring, becoming more alert, and I could feel its heaviness in my lungs, making it difficult to breathe. I tried to swallow back the sickness I felt rising in my throat, but could not, finding it dry and scratchy. What?
He's saying he's pregnant.
Pregnant in his throat?
Yeah.
It happens in aliens all the time.
Have you never been throat pregnant?
Each breath burned in my chest, and I began to cough violently, gasping for air that my...
Yeah, what the fuck are you reading?
I skipped a line.
Yeah, I saw that.
Drink.
Does the drink have to be alcoholic of some sort?
Preferably, yes.
That's the idea, yeah.
But in the past, I have also, I was drinking, eaten entire pies.
You are also allowed to use a non-alcoholic drink, but if you reach a certain volumetric threshold, i.e. five glasses of a non-alcoholic drink, you are considered out and we lose.
So don't feel bad if you can't drink alcohol. I can't right now because medications.
So
don't blink, don't drink, just go.
Infection. Anyways.
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Gasping for air that felt thick and heavy. The painful stinging brought tears to my eyes and as I struggled to catch my breath. Tomo turned around and I could feel her cool hands against my chest.
Hot.
Immediately bringing a halt to my coughs. I lay back as she reached behind herself to pick up a porcelain cup that contained some sort of steaming hot liquid. I don't want to know if it was yellow. She brought it to my lips, and I reluctantly drank, finding that I barely had the strength for even the simplest tasks. Yet the moment the sweat... sweet! Not sweat! Yet the moment the sweet, soothing liquid hit my tongue and slid down my throat.
Yo.
I felt a little better. The dry, scratchy feeling left me and my thoughts became... What?
And my thoughts became, yes.
No. I added a mental that.
And my thoughts that became?
No. Feeling that left me. The dry, scratchy feeling left me and my thoughts became just that much clearer. It is bad grammar! Fuck!
Imagine that.
What if the infection gains control? Before then, I asked, finding that my voice sounded a little better, if still too weak for my liking.
Very Shatner-esque.
Well, look at the dots!
I know.
She simply smiled and brought the cup to my lips again so I could drink more of the sweet healing fluid. contained within.
Oh, don't say fluid.
Or it's just sweet tea.
Sounds like he's giving you fluid.
Don't say fluid. That's gross.
I doubt it,
Will. It was so moist.
But even if it could, you need not worry.
Thank you, Miss Piggy.
She reassured me.
It has no power here within my holy temple and cannot force you to harm me or my home.
I relaxed slightly, relieved that it would not be able to harm her. Yet even as the relief washed over me, I felt myself growing angry. The infection was still dormant, but awakening quickly, and I knew that it would not be able to keep control over myself for long. I would not be able to keep control over myself for long.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I'm on top of things. I'm on top of this chair, for instance. The cool the cool cloth and soothing sweet drink were clearing my fever-hazed mind, but it only made me that much more aware of the infection's presence.
It's only the first letter that's capitalized, not the entire word.
Infection.
Yeah. Funny.
She could heal me, but I knew that it would not be by the cool cloth or the drink alone or even by letting me rest. Oh no. I know where this is going.
No. Fill her with your cum.
Cock.
If they were capable of healing me, I would not be tasting the poison of the infection or feeling it stirring within me. The drink and cool soothing cloth were only to make me more comfortable and bring me back to my senses from the unconsciousness induced by the fever and the potion. David?
Oh boy. I watched as she set the cup aside on a low table that was even with the futon I lay upon and turned back to retrieve the cloth again. I closed my eyes for a moment to gather my thoughts and only opened them when I felt the cool cloth against my cheeks, jaw, and neck. I could only wonder how she planned to heal me when I did not see any indication of medicine nearby.
I don't need to wonder!
How can you heal me? I asked between heavy breaths. What must be done before the infection regains control? She paused and brushed a few stray strands of hair back off my face, a faint smile upon her lips. She did not answer right away and proceeded to press the cloth against my forehead. I could feel the infection growing stronger, biding its time like a caged tiger waiting to lunge in for the kill in hopes of taking control the moment it knew what she could do to destroy it.
Your fear
is it wanted to destroy her before she had a chance to cure me. I waited patiently, feeling my emotions waver from anxious to furious, unable to find strength to do anything but wait. She ran the cool cloth over my cheeks and around my neck again before turning back to drop it in a bowl. Her smile had faded as she turned back to me, her features calm and serene.
I can neutralize the infection and keep it at bay for a little while, but for it to be gone for good...
She sighed softly and sat there, her hands folded gracefully in her lap.
You must make love to me!
Why does it sound so bad?
I froze and swallowed hard as my brain tried to comprehend what I had just heard.
You're gonna have sex!
Like, is it because she has so many STDs? Is it because, like, she has a blue waffle?
No! Blue waffle's in the past. We don't revisit that. That's a dark chapter of our lives.
Hey, Steve, did I ever show you my blue waffle?
I didn't know that was physically possible.
I'm starting to think that this infection is sentient. That might be why it's capitalized.
Maybe that's why it also reached us.
Its name is Infection. I don't know. This was the last thing I expected. I had expected medicines, herbs, anything but this. You see, I'm secretly gay. But she didn't know that at the time. I stared at her, gazing upon her serene features as I tried to find the words to describe my shock at her suggestion. A suggestion no woman from my own time would have made.
You have to put your penis in me!
She was stunningly beautiful, and I had longed to feel the touch of a woman upon my bare skin. I remember all those nights during my training in Greece, when I had lain awake, thinking of one of the beautiful priestesses in the Temple of Aphrodite.
Priestesses.
I remembered wanting to touch her, wanting her to touch me, and she had haunted me like a siren for many years afterward. But looking at Tomo, now
I knew it had always been a mere dream. I had never allowed myself to indulge in such a fantasy in any form but in my mind. For even one moment, I could never take a woman until my quest had been completed. It would have been selfish of me to enjoy such a luxury while the rest of the world suffered.
Logan!
Do you guys remember that episode of Samurai Jack where Aku turns into a woman and they have sex?
I don't remember that episode.
I remember the first part.
I'm remembering it now. If by remembering you mean imagining.
The foolish samurai warrior will put his weir inside my monster vagina.
Logan, please read so David stops.
But sure. I don't want it to stop.
Is it weirder that I was wondering more about Samurai Jack visiting Greece than anything else during that?
Well, no, that actually did happen.
Okay.
Yeah, like that happened canonically.
I would like one gyro.
It's pronounced gyro.
No, it's not. We both got it wrong.
Gyro. I know we both got it wrong. That's the joke, Logs.
As I sat there, I got the feeling that the demon's laughing.
Louder, Logan.
Just speak closer.
He was really hungry for a gyro.
As I sat there, I got the feeling that the demon within me was laughing at me. I could sense its thoughts as it lusted after her more completely than my desires had ever taken me in all my years. It wanted to ravage her in ways I never would have, to take control of my body so I would be forced to watch through its eyes as it played out its cruel fantasies. I squeezed my eyes shut and swallowed back the foul taste of poison.
Like squeezing lemon.
No, like squeezing your wiener to keep it from coming.
No, you squeeze it to get all the cum out of it, dude.
No,
yes.
No, you clamp down on it super hard.
That way it backfires and you get blue balls.
No.
That's the only way Jesus would allow this to happen.
No, you it backfires and it, like, it.
You clamp it, you grab the ranch bottle,
oh,
you squirt it into the ranch bottle.
I thought you had to stop
it. No, Steve, no!
I thought you had to stop it at the gooch area. You have to, like, you know, press it on the extraction right there.
I mean, you can do that.
We are delving into dangerously cathartic, or, I'm sorry, catheter areas.
It's not the Russian Orthodox way of doing it.
Because you got to stop it right at the extraction point of the testicles.
I don't think Jeets would be very happy.
Extraction point, counter-terrorists win.
What's the matter, samurai? Be able to satisfy her. I growled inwardly at the taunting voice, surprised that it was awake and speaking. I was determined to force it back. The demon's words were just that, words, and they meant nothing. He did not know what I could do and could not do, even if he were inside my mind and soul. Get back, I snarled. You know nothing. I was rewarded with a laugh and a surge of evil. My control slipped for a moment, and I could feel the fever return, even as Tomoe brought the cool cloth to my face again. I watched helplessly as the infection reached up and swatted her hand away before I managed to force it back, trying to keep control of my body. Damn it all! This was sheer madness. Feel the must burnings as control slipped further and further away from me. I could not give in to these desires. Not even for 1 second, or the demon went for sure. I know nothing. How can you be so sure when you can't even call yourself a man?
Now you're a man.
Man.
I would like to think Aku of singing that song. Now you're a man. A man.
That's the worst Mako impression I've ever heard.
Fuck you. Let's see you do a better one.
Very.
I tore open a portal.
That was also bad, but I like it.
More control slipped away, and I could feel my mind fill with lustful thoughts of Tomoe lying on her back, naked, beckoning me to her. The more I struggled, the more the infection taunted me, enjoying the discomfort I felt at the images it projected into my mind. I could not let it win. I had to fight it, and the lust that flooded through my veins. I could not give in to the thoughts of throwing her down and ravaging her until I had taken my fill of her.
Oh, I know something else is gonna fill.
I had to remain pure of mind and heart, or everything I had fought for all this time would have been for nothing.
Haven't you heard of the getting some clause?
The moment I lost my purity, I would lose the blessings that had enabled me to wield the katana my father had given me. Just give me what we both want. Come on, it won't hurt you.
I've never heard of a chastity katana. Ever.
Apparently it exists.
But maybe it's like a Shakespearean term. The sword penis.
No, it is.
Do not whip out your wiener, otherwise you won't be able to hurt me.
You can only hold one shaft, the katana or your dick. Take your pick.
Subway sandwicheroo.
Val, would you like to read in lieu of Roy being here?
Sure.
Oh, that's a terrible idea.
I hope they talk more about that cool cloth.
Yeah, I really like the cool cloth. That's pretty
also,
much holding
okay,
this story together.
Since Aku isn't even in here, I'm just imagining Tomo is the female version of Aku right now.
Dude, oh, wow. Did you ever watch this episode of Samurai Jack where Aku ordered a pizza?
No!
Yeah,
that happened. Yeah, it was awesome. He's like, I really don't want a pterodactyl. I was like, Aku, this is now times. There's no pterodactyls. Come on, man.
All right.
I think he's making it up.
Go ahead.
No, I'm serious. It fucking happened. No, go watch
it. He's not making it up.
Valve, can you...
But that was wrong. It would hurt me, and I knew it. The harder I fought, the more my control slipped away. The dog is whining. Like, no! I could feel my resolve fading rapidly, my mind being taken over. The part of me still willing and able to fight was slowly being consumed by the furrying part of me that wanted little more than to throw this bitch down and fuck her as hard as I could.
Objectifying women is very dangerous, samurai.
He said bitch.
I watched... Wait?
He said yes. Bitch. That throws me off. Carry on.
Maybe he was talking about one of our dogs.
Maybe.
Yeah. I watched in horror as the infection took over my mind, projecting thoughts that were not my own.
They were Pat Buchanan's.
Umph, umph. Put it in Walter Mondale.
The potion was wearing off. It would be a matter of seconds before the infection took control. Stop it! I will not let you harm her.
Arm her. Right. I will let you fist her, but not arm her.
As a French Canadian, I am naturally impaired when it comes to silent H's.
H's. They're H's, not H's.
Except harm doesn't have a silent H.
Yeah, it has a hard H.
No, I mean, we don't have that stuff in
They don't
French.
Have H's.
Yeah, you don't pronounce H's. It's like they don't exist. They're just there to look pretty.
Maybe you don't pronounce H's, but we here in a freedom world...
Stop being
world?
H's! Let's let her read!
H's. H's.
I cried, not realizing I was speaking aloud. For a moment, the infection did not answer me. It was there. I could feel its evil in my veins, but it seemed to be contemplating something. Surely my words could not have persuaded it when it had seemed so hell-bent on forcing me to ravage the beautiful Tomoe. And how do you plan to stop me, samurai?
By fucking you in your butthole.
Or maybe just cutting his dick off.
That's Aku's one weakness, is getting fucked in the butthole.
Also, to our guests, you are more than welcome to make commentary the way we do.
Exactly.
Like, it was still
by,
there.
By all means, cut through the tree hole.
Yes.
Cut through the
undeterred.
Hole?
It's trying hard to find a spot to jump in without jumping over anybody's toes.
No, just jump them.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight up jump.
Stomp the shit out of David's toes.
Dude, make like Van Halen and jump.
Jump! Jump! Jump!
Jump!
Derailed.
Very nice.
This choo-choo was
Shut
delicious.
Up, guys. They're never going to get back to the town.
And now it was my turn to hesitate in answering. I did not know how I could stop the infection from spreading until it had consumed me completely. But if there was a way, I would do it. I would sooner take my life, hand my body over to a demon. What? Take my life, hand my body over to a demon. Okay. It's normal. The word skip is normal. I would not be responsible for such unforgivable things as he had planned. I could feel Tomo's soft, cool hands cup my face and bring my focus back to her, taking it away from the infection. A second later, I felt her warm lips upon my own, kissing me tenderly. I could not move, nor could I speak. Well, no, she's kissing you.
Hold me closer, Tony Danza.
The feeling beyond anything I had ever experienced before. I felt warm all over, but not feverish. It was actually rather pleasant, and for a moment, I felt as if I could simply melt through the floor. Puddle! I could feel my body relaxing, and somehow, my strength seemed to return as well, if only a little. The infection seemed to have retreated. Yeah. The infection seemed to have retreated, and indeed, I could no longer feel it spreading through my soul. It was as if this simple little kiss alone could destroy this evil fever that had consumed my body. The air smelled a little fresher. How does that work? And my thoughts just felt a bit clearer, as if the infection's hold over me was weakening. You're repeating yourself!
He just used a nasal douche, that's what it means.
I was gonna say, maybe it smells a lot less like a gooch than it does anything else.
Neti pot. I prefer my term, nasal douche.
The shower! Slowly, Tomoe pulled away, and I stared up at her, gazing into her eyes with mild shock.
Tomoe, what did you do? I asked.
Circling back to Boar.
Me? Oh, okay.
Yes, we must carry on this jerk of the circle.
Okay. She did not answer and kissed me again, sliding her soft hands down my shoulders. Unable to think anything but...
I had a dream about...
Unable to think about anything but what was happening, I reluctantly gave in and followed her lead. I did not have the strength to push her away, nor did I really want to, and I simply let her kiss me. Her soft, sweet lips moved against my own, and I followed suit, moving my own against hers. Instinctively, I slid my arms up around her waist, even though my aching muscles protested even the slightest movement. I drew her closer and slid my fingers against her lower back, feeling the ache in my arms slowly melt away. All this time, I could feel the infection start to weaken and reverse its course through my veins. No longer did it taunt me, and no longer did I taste its foul, evil poison on my tongue. Instead, I could taste Tomoe's lips against my own, sending a deliciously warm, dizzying sensation through my nerves. Slowly, she pulled back, and I reluctantly released her, finding that I was just a little bit short of breath. It felt good, but scary as well. I had never felt anything like this before, and to feel even a little bit out of control of my emotions was a bit frightening.
Cooties.
She reached up and lightly pressed her fingertips against my lips, hushing me.
I'm suppressing the infection, but like the potion, it will only last for a short while. My healing powers can only eradicate a sickness of this magnitude, only if you will make love to me,
she explained.
Of course.
More Japanese-like.
I have to go higher pitched. I can do that.
No. Go like this. Do this. Watashiwa. Make a love to me, this guy.
Boku wa makadam.
Boku wa makadam. Ike, no.
Ike.
What is it?
What's that you there, Buddha?
Oh, yes. I like it very much.
Baka.
What the fuck is going on?
We've got super manga. It's all right. Don't worry. We're going to go totally just, you know.
Manga? Fuyo. Isn't that like just Attack on Titan and then other stuff that people don't read?
No. It's Fuyo State of Mind. It's all about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
When is the Futanari happening?
When is the Futanari
happening? We already had our fabulous food.
Are there any dick girls in this?
Yeah, I don't think there are any dick girls, man. Let's get on the bandwagon, man. Let's do this.
I thought
season 2 was all about the dick girls.
Yeah, if you do
don't you
voice.
Love my giant wiener, Oni-chan?
Because you know I gotta have a chick with a shaft.
Mine is bigger,
Can we keep
Oni-chan?
Reading, damn it? In this thread, I'm going to post dick growth gifs.
I gazed up at her, seeing her eyes pleading with me to agree. She was not saying this out of her own lust, but out of genuine concern for my safety. Could it be that this was the only way I could be cured of this illness for good? Her cool hand pressed to the side of my face, and I leaned into it involuntarily. I would need to touch you... Oh, no, that was her.
I would need to touch you everywhere!
I don't really do a good woman voice.
Japanese Ryu.
That's perfect.
Desu at the end of everything.
I would need to touch you.
She breathed, her thumb tracing over my lips.
To be one with you! To get into your soul where the infection resides.
Desu.
Des. Nay!
Females always have to add in nay, I think. So.
It's not required,
no,
but it
hi.
Has to
not
end
required,
with
but it's more feminine.
It has to end with a vowel sound, otherwise it doesn't work out right.
Because if not, we're not speaking Spanish right.
Right, exactly. Or Dutch.
Yeah.
The guy
from Now that
Top
the
Gun.
Haze of fever had cleared from my mind somewhat, I realized that the lust I had been feeling was not entirely that of the infection. While it certainly did want to ravage her in all sorts of distasteful ways, there was another set of desires within me.
Ah, this one grew two dicks!
I wanted her, not in the foul and corrupt ways that it did, but perhaps just as badly.
Like, I think Bible Black Gaiden starts like that.
It does.
Maybe.
Oh, there you go.
You're posting all these links that don't have the hyperlink done up, and I don't know if I want to look at this whilst reading or before reading.
Read it after reading. That way you can enjoy
it. Read it after
on your own
reading.
Yes. While reading? Man, I wanted to please her, to touch her, to feel all things. Oh, God. Too Japanese, sorry.
No, that's a perfect all those Samurai Jack voice.
To feel all those things I have forever denied myself.
What the fuck is that laugh, Steve-O?
Those thoughts ringed in my mind long after its voice had faded to nothingness. No, it was not to be the demon's lust that I felt coursing through my veins right now.
This is so hard to understand because it sounds like the Trade Guild from Star Wars prequels.
Oh, no.
I'm a Targaryen! Many tricks don't work on me. Only money.
No, not the fucking Jewish guys from Tatooine. The Japanese guys from space.
The Jedi.
You think the Jedi would try to trick
yes.
us?
Yes! Deploy the Droidicas!
Torah.
Beautiful.
This is turning into a very offensive episode. Well, I'm enjoying myself.
But the good thing is everybody knows we don't mean it.
Oh, God, we come from zero to that in 3 seconds. Okay.
Oh, that's not fast enough.
But I could not give in. No, I cannot. I told her, trying to push her away. She pulled back and gently took my hands in hers, rightly squeezing as confusion crept into. I broke myself.
Don't you love my titty?
Yeah, girl. Okay.
She did not understand, and I knew that she could not possibly understand unless I told her. She only wanted to heal, why I had a greater task at hand. One that could not be compromised for anything, even if I must die.
If you know what I mean.
You can't? Why not? I pushed myself up and reached over, lightly caressing her face with my fingertips. Her skin was cool to the touch, and I remembered...
Hey, what is she, a fucking cyborg? Why is she so cool?
She's a Cylon, I don't know.
Lost Harvest, Jack Seaman.
The feel of her was so inviting, so perfect, and I did feel better. No, there just had to be another way for me to recover from this. Because I must remain pure of heart and mind and soul, I told her. If I give in to my own desires, I would lose that, and if I lose that purity... I will no longer be able to wield the sword my father gave me. That metaphor becomes more clear now. She sat still, staring at me with a strange look on her face, before simply smiling and reaching out to caress my jaw. I did not understand her reaction, and wondered if she fully understood why I had refused. She lifted my hand up and lightly kissed the fingertips before letting it go, gazing back at me. I can assure you that if you make love to me, you will not lose your purity or the ability to wield the sword.
For I am a ghost, and I have a ghost vagina.
Zombie ghost vaginas. She told me, making love is the most natural, pure thing anyone could ever do in their lives. As long as your intentions are good, you will never lose your purity, Desu.
Otajiwa, purity desu ka? Kokuniwa grandu sponsor te okirishimasu.
Oh boy, if she's
Juai, Bandai Namco.
I did not know what to say to that, always having rejected anything that could distract me from a quest. I had always thought that allowing myself to experience the company of a woman, even just for one night, would cause my thoughts to stray from what I had to do in forgetting what I had trained 20 years for. I knew I would lose the right to the sword I always carried at my side. Now, Tomoe was telling me that it was all right, and I would remain pure. Even if I gave into my natural desires? Question mark.
It's okay. If you put on the condom of cardinal knowledge, it doesn't count.
Oh, okay. Go anal. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, pretty much. You can put it right on in there. I got plenty of lube.
I could not believe that. Not quite yet.
That was perfect.
No, it's seriously. It's true. I read it on CNN, you know, Cartoon Network News.
Oh, good times. I see Aroy joined us.
Roy, how are you doing, Roy?
Roy des. Oh, genki des.
Koko ni wa Roy no desu ka?
Unmute.
Ohayo desu ka? Ohayo, kanbanwa.
Muto desu. Bae gaichin baka desu.
So I found a penis growth Fudanari chick that grows a purple dildo dick that shoots lightning.
Oh, that's from Angel Blade.
Oh.
You won't believe these chicks with dicks.
Have they started talking about that other cool cloth yet?
I am sorry, but I cannot allow myself to become distracted from my quest in this time, okay? I told her softly.
Sure you can. We've got 8 pages of this left.
No, oh. You can totally do it. I told you. Kind of a carnal knowledge. Just so, put it in.
So Samurai Jack's using his inside voice. If I do, I will forget why I am here, what I must do, and Aku will win.
I don't think you took 5th grade health class. That's not how sex works.
Tomoe smiled slightly, and I was almost certain I heard the faintest of chuckles from her. I could
Faintest of fuckles.
Fuckles. Yes.
Fuckles. The faintest of fuckles.
I like that.
I could not understand why she found what she found so amusing about my words when I was completely serious about what I meant. Guys, I'm serious. I can't lose my purity.
You guys, I can't have sex. It's not okay.
I took a pledge, and now I'm saying some of you guys take to your bank.
My magic cash is tied to my virginity.
I could not and would not allow myself to be distracted until Aku had been destroyed and I had returned to my home.
It's really problematic when you remember that that voice is Sid from fucking Ice Age.
Yes, let's go, Diego. Let's go fucking snowboard.
Are you saying words right now?
Oh, no. Chan, you have a mother, don't you? She asked softly.
You're a kid upstairs.
I paused for a moment, taken aback by her question.
You have a mother, don't you? Now fuck me.
Of course! I would not be here if I did not! Then you are pure! If your father remained pure enough to wield that sword after you were conceived, then you will not lose your purity by making love to me!
Aw, sweet Rav.
I opened my mouth to speak, and a penis grew from her vagina and got in my way.
All right.
I'm just kidding. I wish.
That escalated quickly.
I kind of wish that there was that kind of non sequitur. I opened my mouth to speak, to again push her away, but the words never had a chance to leave my lips. She leaned in and kissed me again, her hands reaching up to cup my face in her palms.
Woo!
Her soft lips captured my own and drowned me in that warm, dizzying sensation that made me want to melt right in her arms.
Your jawline is so square.
Like Rohypnol. I reached up
and Roofy Colada.
I reached up and took her wrists in my hands, wanting to pull her hands away, but instead I only held her palms against me. I could not stop. Each heady kiss pushed the infection that much farther back in my... And I can't read.
Heady kiss? That bothers me. Heady kiss?
Heady. That's a thing. That's a
it's like Heady Lamar.
Plus, you said farther. They clearly wrote further.
Fuckles.
It's not the same thing.
Not
Fuckles
even.
Fuckles the nuckhog.
Much further back, and I could feel strength I had never known before seeping into my body. Instead of pushing her away... I slid my hands down along her arms to her slender...
What? Her shoulders are below her.
Wait. According to this sentence, her shoulders are below her arms.
She's upside down. That's it. She's taking
not in this scenario.
She's either doing a Spider-Man
kiss... We're not picturing
kiss,
it, clearly.
...or they didn't assemble her properly.
Kissing? What was he kissing? Which lips was he kissing?
Oh, that's a good point.
I slid my hands down along her arms to her slender shoulders and down to her lower back, drawing her closer. So, arms, shoulders, back.
They're 69ing. It's clear.
She's Goro. That's where she is.
Shoulder bone connected to the shoulder bone. Shoulder bone's connected to the
backbone
column.
Hip bone columns.
The leg bone's connected to the cash bone.
Her hand slid down from my face and over my shoulders as she can. What is with the shoulders? Shoulders are erotic to this author.
She's got sexy shoulders.
So does he, apparently.
You know, you realize that shoulders are erotic to most women, right?
Yeah, it's a delts
bra. What the fuck?
Yeah, women love shoulders.
Haven't you seen those shoulderless dresses or whatever?
Shoulders confirmed, erogenous zone for women.
To 2015 voting.
Like, I'm not even bullshitting. I'm being serious right now.
Voted best erogenous.
One woman, and
that's a pretty sizable sample size, bro.
Isn't that why they pad like blazers and like suit jackets?
The 2015 Fuckles Award for most erogenous zone. I'm continuing. They came.
Judy says my shoulders are strong and broad, so therefore.
I like Steve's butt.
They came to a stop upon my chest, massaging lightly as she pulled away for a brief second. Then she returned to kiss me yet again. I have a feeling she just leaned back to fart and came back.
Burnt.
I'm still trying to figure out which lips he's kissing, but whatever.
I could feel the infection weakening within my veins as she kissed me harder. her lips parting slightly with the softest of moans.
Whoa, it just ruins it if you're thinking of the other lips. Oh, God.
What? The other lips moan, sort of.
The guy could go bleh.
Experimentally, I parted my own lips against hers.
Which of his lips are we talking about?
His ass lips.
I'm picturing the dad's
ass lips.
And it's bothered me.
I just imagine two of those obscene horrors from, like, the skate videos where the body is completely contorted and nothing's where it should be. They're just, like, merging together.
His head is now his ass.
Yes.
Or there's, like, one of those, like, little, like, glitches you could do in Resident Evil where you hold down the R button and it, like, wiggles your character into a ball or something like that. You guys ever did that with the Game Shark? Ever did that with the Game Shark? I did it all the time.
I did not.
Yeah. I never owned the Game Shark, so I
wouldn't everybody could afford a Game Shark.
Yeah, you guys.
That thing is pretty expensive, dude.
Can I continue?
Just to be clear.
I mean,
if you want.
Go on. Talk about the lips kissing.
Experimentally, I turned on the Game Shark as I parted my own lips against hers, uncertain if this code would get Eris back. If this was a good idea or not. As I did this, I was shocked to feel her tongue slide past my lips and brush against my own as my memory card erased itself.
Then I realized that it was because she had hooked a car battery up to my nipples.
A part of me knew that I should have been offended at this gesture, but I could not help but be excited by it. This sort of intimacy had been strictly taboo in my hometime.
Remember, he's got to get back to the past. Samurai Jack. His home time.
What's up?
The time it was home.
What's up, home time?
It's not a difficult concept, Steve.
Home time.
And to know that I could get away with it here without punishment sent my pulse racing. It was wrong, but Yelp felt so very right that I could not fight it. David!
You could not fight David?
Oh, is it my turn?
Yes!
I thought you were just you making eyes at me. That's weird.
I am making eyes at you, and I'm spreading my lips, all three of them.
Oh, gross.
Three?
Got like fucking alligator lips.
They're like beef curtains, kind of.
No! No roast beef! No roast beef!
Alright, so
we're at the part where you must unravel it like a rose.
There used to be a time when Samurai Jack was taboo for fanfics, but then they got their hands on the erotic fanfiction, and they wanna be the one to me.
Yeah,
pretty good stall tactic.
Yeah,
I know, right? I'm still asking where we're at.
Oh, are you serious?
I forced back my hesitation and parried my tongue against hers, letting the sensation melt the dull ache in my muscles away. I could feel it all slipping away, melting into nothingness the longer we kissed. The aches, the pains, the nauseating feeling of poison coursing through my bloodstream. Everything.
And I'd like a 12-pack of Popeye's biscuit, please.
Get our done.
Extra butter.
Extra
Old
butter.
Old West, Samurai Jack.
Slowly, she broke away to allow us both to catch our breaths and trailed fleeting kisses along my chin and square jaw. I could feel her hands running lightly up and down along my ribs, sending an involuntary shudder through my body. I gently pulled her hands away and reached up to cup her chin, kissing her hungrily again.
Jizzed in my pants.
Jizzed in my pants, jizzed in my pants. I lost track of her hands in that moment as I allowed myself to be drowned in the taste of her fuck. Let's try that again.
Taste of
taste of allowed myself to be drowned in the taste and the scent of her. Fuck, there's no thee! Shit!
Taste in the.
Well, Phyllis, this is really awesome. In the taste and scent of her. She was as sweet as the drink she had given me, and this time it was my turn to seek her tongue out. She parried it wildly, moaning into the kiss, and somewhere in the back of my mind, I could hear something stiff and heavy hitting the polished wood floor. I paid it no heed as I lost myself in her, feeling the infection melt away by the second. The air smelled spicy, and I could taste Tomoe as she kissed me, finding that she really did taste as sweet as the drink she had given me, as previously discussed in the first paragraph. And I had not been imagining that. The aches in my muscles and joints were gone, and I no longer felt overcome with the fever that had consumed me. In short, I felt well again. Even though she had done nothing except kiss me, I truly felt as if she had healed me completely. When I get this feeling, I want sexual healing. Time to whip out the mighty katana, if you know what I mean.
I thought it was his dong hitting the floor.
That probably was it. This could not be true, of course. She had said it was only temporary, and I could feel a very faint presence within me. That was the infection. It was so weak that I could not be certain that it was even really there. But I knew it had to be, if only because she had said so. Again, I heard the sound of something heavy hitting the wood floor, but I thought nothing of it. I focused on the warm, deep kisses and the sensation of Tomo's cool hands against my chest. It felt good, even though I was no longer consumed by fever, and I did not want to pull away.
I knew her hands were made from adamantium at that point.
Roy, no, I'm pretty sure this is Futanari. Futanari confirmed.
Futanari confirmed. She then whipped out her hellacious cock.
Yeah, that's probably what's been thudding against the floor.
No, those are her balls.
Somebody in the chat room predicted that. So
her cock, she whipped out her cock and it used halation and reduced the party's HP to one.
Exactly.
So Jack has to use a mega elixir, otherwise he's going to lose because she also silenced him as well.
Does he have to cast?
He has a mega liquor?
Mega elixir, sir. That's gross. This is a show for children. Liquor. Anyway.
Mega elixir, got it.
Yep, mega elixir. Back to the story at hand. Guys, I'm trying to make a story here, setting the mood. You may have heard of it. I could hear... Wait, shit, was that where I was? She eventually broke the kiss, forcing us both apart so we could catch our breath. I sighed contentedly and lay back against the pillows with my eyes closed, realizing just how good I was. I mean, felt. I could hear Tomo's kimono's rustle as she moved about, and I slow opened my eyes, expecting her to bring the cup of soothing drink to my lips again. As my gaze fell upon her, I was stunned to find that she had not been reaching for the drink at all. I swallowed hard and felt my cheeks burn as I saw her sitting there on her knees beside me, completely naked. I did not want to think about it, much less admit it, but suddenly I found myself filled with desire and lust.
She looked just like my mom.
Wanting little more than to pull her close and take her as she had asked.
To Taco Bell.
Smack that ass.
Logan,
there's a lot
next.
Of foreplay in this.
This has been like 8 pages of foreplay.
It's a better slow build than Fuda Hard.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes I just want to get to the stuff. That's why anime porn is
We've
so successful.
We've always just gotten to the stuff. This has been nice.
Fuda Hard wasn't a slow build. Fuda Hard was...
A slow everything.
A page in it got to the sex.
This is the HBO version of, like, sexy stuff. This is not Cinemax, where it's only sexy stuff. This has plot and development and intimacy and character and world building. Okay?
I don't know. They've just kind of been laying on a floor. That's not much plot.
Shut up! Lips!
And really, the world isn't that big, because it's just...
Nothing has gone on beyond this room so far.
You're up, man.
Instead, I fought it and looked away, certain that my face was a brilliant shade of red. Tomoe-san, please, please. I begged her, not certain whether I was asking her to redress or come closer. She did not speak, simply moved nearer to me. I quickly realized that this was not what I had been asking, as it made me distinctly uncomfortable. I shifted a little, trying to ignore the surge of heat welling up between my legs. If she noticed, she didn't call attention to it, even as she gently pushed the blankets away to reveal that I was as naked as her. I shivered as the cooler air hit my bare skin, wanting to pull away, but found that a part of deep inside wanted to stay.
It's not deep inside, it's very obvious.
Tom, between what I wanted to do and what I knew I should do, I stayed frozen in place long enough so that Tomoe moved in again and kissed me warmly. I did not resist, knowing that not only would it be useless to try, but that I honestly did not want to. Her hands slid up along my along my sides to my chest, and suddenly I found that I could no longer think straight, let alone resist her. I slid my arms around her, pulled her close as I sought out her tongue, moaning softly as I felt her soft breasts pressed against my chest. Her arms slid around my neck, and I could feel her fingers bury themselves in my hair as her tongue wrestled mine. I let my hands wander over her back, pulling her tightly against my chest as we kissed. She did not resist, and only kissed me harder, sending another hot surge of lust through my veins. I groaned softly and felt a warm shudder ripple across my skin as the heat began to build between my legs. Finally, she pulled away and I slowly released her, gazing up to her cool emerald eyes. She smiled and lightly caressed my face, her fingertips lightly trailing along my jaw. I swallowed hard and allowed her gaze to drift lower to her breasts, feeling my heart pound harder in my chest. I wanted to touch them, but hesitated, not certain if I should or if she would even want me to. She answered my question before I could think about it for reaching down to take my hand and guide them to my chest.
Your quality's going to shit, Logan.
He's sounding drunker and drunker by the sentence.
I could feel my hands.
Oh my god, you're on dial-up. You are on Juno Net Zero dial-up.
Well, I'm not fucking doing it, asshole!
London Friday Night Fanfiction on AM Radio.
Finally, she pulled away, and I slowly released her, gazing up at her cool emerald eyes. Yada, blah, 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 blah. I want to touch them. Blah, blah, blah. Reaching down to take my hand in hers and guide them to her chest. I could feel my hands tremble as my fingers came in contact with soft skin, trailing along the soft curves and around her nipples. My eyes slid closed as she guided my hands in slow circular patterns, spiraling around. Still, my fingertips brushed her nipples. She's trying to get him to do the titty swirl.
Just took like 2.5 paragraphs for him to get to the nipples while after touching her boobs.
Yeah, yeah.
What the
you
fuck?
Don't go. You don't go right into the boob touch. You don't go right into the nipple touch. Right.
Look,
off.
I'm telling you, you're lost. Right, just pull over and ask for directions.
No, I know how to swirl around these nipple mountains.
You've been going in a circle around the areola for the last half an hour. Come on.
Gotta work your way slowly.
I forced my eyes to open and vainly attempt to swallow back the lump in my throat as I watched them slowly harden beneath my fingertips. Slowly, she released me, and I found myself continuing without her guidance, not wanting to pull away.
Roy, you're up.
So I missed the start of it, but there was...
Yeah, Valerie subbed in for you. She was a very good Roy. Oh, yeah.
I skimmed through it, like, when I was just seeing if it would be worth reading. I got up to You Must Make Love to Me, and I'm like, yeah, sure. Great, let's take Samurai Jack of all characters and put him in a sex scene. That was the point where I knew this would work. I could feel her eyes upon me.
Oh, that's gonna be so damn slow.
But I'm telling the children a story of how I first conceived.
I just want regular Roy for once.
So exotic.
Okay. Regular Roy is nice and exotic.
I've never been wanted before. I could feel her eyes upon me, watching me as I continued. I followed what she had shown me and spiraled in and out in slow, gentle caresses, taking a little extra time to tease her nipples. I rolled them slowly beneath my fingertips before cupping and gently squeezing them. I was rewarded with a soft moan.
I feel like I'm being fucked by the entire country of Australia right now. And I love it!
Down under!
She reached up and slowly pulled my hands away, guiding them aside to the mattress. I tore my gaze away from her breasts, my eyes stayed there and my face was now hollow sockets, and looked up at her face, wondering why she wanted me to stop. She smiled, the desire clear on her face and in her eyes.
Tamale!
I began, wondering why she wanted me to stop when I was just starting to get the hang of this. She quickly hushed me with a quick kiss, as opposed to a slow kiss that she would quickly hush me with.
Shh! Just trust me!
I played Broken Age yesterday, and I can't stop hearing all characters speak in those, like, Jan Pal voices, the super high pitch, like, old Tara Strong voice. Shh, trust me. I allowed myself to relax and lay back. She smiled again before leaning down, trailing kisses along my collarbone and down along my sternum to my stomach. I tensed slightly as she made her way down my stomach, her tongue lightly circling my belly button before continuing her way on down towards my hips because she actually knew how to follow a map. She wasn't just going to get lost halfway through. I was still embarrassed about that, but I decided not to say anything. She shifted slightly, moving further down towards the foot of the bed until her head was level with my hips. Then she continued on to the foot of the bed and started making out with the mattress. I had only a second. I had only a second to think about what she might be considering before I felt her soft lips lightly kissing my shaft. I drew in a sharp breath and tensed as I curled my fingers around the sheets, swallowing hard as I felt her gently push my thighs apart to give her more room. Ooh, sexy. I was too lost in what she was doing to protest as she moved lower towards my base and kissed more firmly, her breath lightly tickling against my inner thighs. Her tongue flicked out and trailed along my length from base to tip, quickly bringing me to full erection.
Lower! I want you to suck my toes!
I moaned softly and felt... That's another fic. I moaned softly and felt a warm shudder ripple along my skin. And then I saw it was actually my skin rippling, and I was concerned, transfixed by the sight of her head slowly moving up and down in my lap. And then it moved faster and faster, and then suddenly it turned out my penis was actually a one-stroke engine. I knew that I should not have been looking. I started that joke, but I can't even picture how that would physically be working. I knew that I should not have been looking, but I could not help myself. Just watching her was a delicious thrill all its own. She seemed content to caress me with her tongue as I reached down, brushing her hair back so I could watch her more intently. I could feel my pulse pounding in my veins as my blood pooled in my groin beneath her warm, gentle caress.
David! Ah! My groin!
Sultry.
I lay there and let the dizzying sensations wash over me as I watched her, completely at her mercy. She then tied me up and I was completely, completely at her mercy. But it was not enough.
I don't know if I want to continue with this. Like, it's been such a good burn so far. You know? It's been nice. It's been sensual.
Yeah, we've been reading through it at a good pace, so let's not continue doing that.
Yeah, seriously, why would we finish a story? That's ridiculous. I know. It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, Boar, you're up.
I'm up again?
You're up again. I don't think I skipped anybody. David, Logan, me, Roy.
Yep. It's Boar's turn.
Yep.
All right, whatever you say, man. This is your show.
I mean, why would we skip it? Why would we continue reading on to next week's fix and the week after and all the cool stuff then?
Yeah, what he said.
Oh, God.
What even is the next episode, week?
The episode for my birthday. Oh, Jesus.
Time is
happy
a construct
birthday,
created by
birthday, Mr. Fortitude.
Are there any Roy fanfics that you can read?
Yeah, I was going to say. There's got to be Roy and Marth fanfics. Got to happen.
Hit.
No, there are. I usually find them when I'm looking at Smash Bros. Fanfics rather than Fire Emblem fanfics, though.
No, I'm not surprised.
I thought they were from Ogre Wars.
And they seem to always be high school fanfics.
Every single time.
Oh, alternate universes?
Roy goes to high school. Oh, Marth Chan, I'm so sad that I'm in high school for 4 years. Please put it in my butt.
All right, let's continue with the story.
Okay, here I go again. As much as I would have liked to lay there and let her work while I watched, I realized that I wanted more than that. Instinct was awakening, guiding me, and I allowed it. I reached down and gently pulled her up beside me, wanting to kiss and touch her, no matter how good her light kisses had felt. I did not give her a chance to question me and leaned into the kiss her again, sliding my hands up from her sides back to her breasts. She moaned softly into the kiss as I gently cupped and squeezed them, brushing my thumbs over her nipples. For a moment, she did not move, frozen in place with my hands upon my thighs. What? Her hands upon my thighs.
Then I realized she was actually frozen. I had broken the ritual too early.
You forget your
yes,
shoulders.
Yes, Batman. A very cold day is coming for you.
You have to chill out.
No, freeze puns. No ice puns.
Batman, what killed the dinosaurs? The Ice Age.
Is Alan Rickman Dr. Freeze now?
Apparently. I don't know.
He's Mr. Freeze because he didn't finish his doctorate, you dummy.
Oh, you have to cool down after that burn.
Chill.
We are never going to get through this.
After a few seconds, like however, she seemed to recover from her shock and I could feel one hand slide up over my hips to my lower back. I shivered at the light touch as the other reached up to take a hold of one of my wrists. pulling my hand away and guiding it downwards. She guided my hand over her hip and down along her thigh towards her knee, pausing for a moment before sliding it back up along the inside of her thigh towards her heated center. Ooh, delicious. I broke the kiss with a gasp, and my hands shaking in their caresses as I realized where she was guiding me. My shaft twitched for the briefest of seconds as she pressed my fingers against her wet sex.
Yeah, that's a proper term.
Thanks to George R.R. Martin.
Well, if you had ever listened to like the song Her Sex Is On Fire, that's it. That's what it is. It's her vagina.
Ah, that's a terrible song.
Maybe she's just a redhead.
Or maybe her vagina's literally on fire.
Is she trying to get rid of the crotch critters? You know, you shave
that's
one side.
That's what happens
like
when you have gonorrhea or something, I heard. Yeah.
Gross. I groaned softly as she spread her legs further and
sprayed
gently
her legs.
She sprayed her legs.
Wow, it's Tokyo Gore Police all over again.
As she spread her legs further and gently pushed two of my fingers between her slick petals while pressing my thumb against her mound, I stroked her slowly as her hand slipped away from my wrist, letting me touch her without her guidance. How nice of her. Her hand made its way to my knee and up along my thigh, lightly massaging while the other trailed idle patterns along my back. I groaned softly as her warm fingers made their way to my inner thigh and brushed agonizingly close to my shaft, sending a tense shudder through my very center. It was clear that she was purposely avoiding my deliciously throbbing length, even though
it was clear that it was cream in the center.
Man, Jack is so articulate for someone who discovered sex like 2 minutes ago.
Even though that was where I craved her expert touch the most, the feeling was far more electric than I could have ever imagined.
Helped again by the car battery.
I stroked my fingers back and forth inside of her, probing gently in search of places that would draw moans from her soft lips. He's trying to get her to kiss, I guess. She ground against my hand as my thumb massaged in circles against her mound, her walls squeezing my fingers as they stroked in and out. Sweat trickled down my back.
My fingers were pulled off.
Oh my god! Sweat trickled down my back as I continued the caresses, finding it harder and harder to focus on anything but electric pleasure rippling along my nerves. Her caresses seemed more random now, her one hand having left my back to join the other at my thighs and hips. I could feel the slight contractions of her walls come more frequently around my fingers with each inward stroke and felt her warm breath come heavier in my ear. For that matter, my own breaths were shallower and harder to control as I stroked her faster and faster.
If you stroke her too hard, her engine's going to blow.
Yeah, you really need to put some engine cleaner in there.
All right, Steve, you're next.
Okay.
It's Nefust, please.
Nefust, I'm going.
Nefust. Nerfust. Norquist.
She squirmed against me, pressing closer as her hands slid up my stomach to my chest. Her nails scraping lightly against my skin. I shivered at delight. Fleeting sensation before leaning down the trail kisses along her collarbone. She tipped her head back and I kissed the throat, sucking lightly at the hollow as I felt the faint vibration of the low moan that escaped her lips. I leaned down, trailing my tongue down over her collarbone until I reached the tops of her breasts, pausing for only a moment to inhale the soft, warm scent of her skin. I kissed along the curve of her breast until I came to her nipple. I nuzzled it lightly before flicking my tongue against the experimental hair.
Yeehaw!
She inhaled sharply. Oh god, I'm gonna go full like Uncle Sam. She inhaled sharply as I swirled my tongue around it, while my other hand caressed its mate. Her hand slid up from my shoulders and to my back, pulling
me closer in an
attempt to press my head against her breasts. One slid up along my neck to bury its fingers in my hair, curling until her nail scraped slightly against my scalp. Her lips were grinding rapidly against my fingers by the time I drew her breast into my mouth, sucking lightly as my tongue swirled around the nipple again. I could hear her breathing heavily as I switched to its mate. nuzzling and licking against her skin. I could taste the faint salt of sweat against my tongue as I pulled back for a second to catch my breath, noting the flush of color and had spread from her face down towards her breasts. I could feel the sweat trickling down my temple as I nuzzled the other side of her breasts, trailing my fingertips down over her ribs. I stopped at her hip as my other hand stroked her rapidly, drawing soft little moans from her lips as I forced myself to slow down, she whimpered, impatiently as I massaged her soft mound harder. Mound is just throwing me off. Pressing firmly.
Well, you know, Almond Joy has nuts and mounds don't.
Except she might.
Oh, no. Yeah, we've yet to see the surprise swing for Denari. Then lightly as I slowed the pace of my strokes. Her hand slid from my head and back, allowing me to pull away from her breast and gaze up into her lust-colored eyes. The other hand reached down and gently pulled my finger from her sex, drawing my hand away to the side, though she did not let go. I did not try to pull away, too overcome with my own lust to think about anything other than how much I needed her in that moment. She drew
my
fingers.
Where did he get his slang from?
I'm changing.
Webster's.
He talks about Oxford. Mounds and sex and like really weird ways. It's,
Game of Thrones.
Yeah, sure. He's going to plant his Nebuchadnezzar in the grass, if you know what I mean, boys. Ha ha ha.
Ah, yes, the Tower of Babylon will get erected tonight.
Oh, boy. Anyways, bully. She drew my fingers up towards her lips and into her mouth, sucking lightly as her hand massaged the inside of my elbow. Well, righto. I could only sit there and stare in shock as she held my gaze, watching my expression intently. I could feel her tongue swirling around my fingertips and snacking between my fingers, licking away the warm juices.
Snake-eatering between my fingers. What?
I like snacking. It's like a snackerfice.
No, I want to imagine that Snake It has started playing out of nowhere.
Oh no!
What a thrill!
Oh, what a thrill!
What a thrill!
Oh, Octagon!
Snake actually singing the theme song. What a thrill! With darkness and silence in the night. Ah.
Otacon, what's the rest of the lyrics?
Well, Snake. Really, you should be concentrating on
Frog.
I gotta smoke.
Snake, you really should be concentrating on the mission. Snake, this is like one of my Japanese animes, and it never ends well for you.
Write that down.
Slowly.
Write that down. A bit about
Snake. Can I read yet, or what?
Snake, I wrote it down.
I swallowed hard and allowed my eyes to slip closer for the briefest of seconds. Not certain I could take much more of this.
Slowly, she pulled my fingers away from her mouth, and I wasted no time in leaning in, kissing her hard. My shaft was insanely hard by now, and I groaned softly as I tasted her warm essence upon her tongue. Her free hand slipped from my forearm and slid around my back up to my shoulder blades, but above my shoulders somehow, holding firmly as I drew her close. I could feel her heat against my hip and her breasts against my side as I held her there, parrying my tongue against hers. So we need some of those,
I'm riposted for massive damage.
No. It's that one section from Prodigy's Breathe with the sword sound.
Down. It's perfect.
I could feel my heart pounding in my chest as I reluctantly pulled away to kiss at the inside of her wrist, hearing her soft breaths panting in my ear. I sucked lightly before letting her go, desperately needing her now because everybody knows wrists taste delicious.
Risky.
She did not resist as I took a hold of her hips and pulled her into my lap, positioning her over my erection.
Erection, eh?
I could feel the moist heat radiating from her center because she's a rotisserie chicken. Teasing my aching shaft with what I knew awaited me. She straddled me and shifted her weight on her knees, just barely brushing the tip of my shaft against her awaiting slit.
Just a tip.
Twat.
Some different adjectives describing things here. It's really great.
Yeah, he keeps using shift and sliding and, you know, and parrying. Is his shaft going to parry her or something?
He's going to Glenn's blow it.
I like that we switched to slit instead of sex, too. That's
breathe with me! Yeah.
See, the problem with the fic is that the author really wants to just use certain terms, but knows that Jack wouldn't ever use them as a character, so they're kind of stuck using more semi-innocent terms.
He could have been like in that geisha, Memoirs of a Geisha movie about like the metaphor of the eel exploring the cave. He could have done something like that.
You see, the ear, it goes into cave over and over again, and that somehow produces children.
I groaned softly and gazed up at her, silently praying that she would not tease me, for I knew that I would not be able to stand it. You just said that! Mercifully, she slowly pressed down, encasing my entire length within her silken heat.
For some reason, I read that silken as skillet.
I read that as Walken, like Christopher Walken.
I'm like, skillet heat.
Walken
hey,
heat.
Hey, I'm a vagina.
You see, the evil goes into the cave.
No. This summer, two cops, one city. Denzel Washington, Christopher Walken,
Silken heat.
Called it.
I gripped her hips tighter and moaned loudly, completely unprepared for the pleasure I was now feeling. She held that position for a moment, and I swallowed hard, feeling my nerves ignite as I struggled to keep myself from letting go right then and there. Her hands slid up from my elbows to my shoulders, holding on lightly as she began to rock in my lap.
Like a hurricane.
I gasped and leaned back against the pillows and reached for my cowbell as she rolled her hips against me, sliding up and down along my length. I closed my eyes and let her drown me with her soft, sensual moans until I was able to focus again. Alright, I can't do that because I'm rocking my chair too hard.
He's rocking his chair too hard.
Because I'm doing the head bob every single time I speak. As good as the delicious pressure felt, it was not enough. More pressure!
Delicious.
I grasped
Don't you
her
really
hips.
Want my chode?
I grasped her hips firmly and began to guide her motions in my lap, slowing the grinding of her hips against my own until I found a rhythm that drew out the sensations we were both craving. Bata, 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 boom!
Hey!
Tomo moaned softly, and I opened my eyes again, gazing up at her until I could no longer stand it. I tore away from her intense gaze as she shifted slightly, and I could feel her legs wrap around my waist, drawing me even further into her warm, wet depths.
Oh, yes.
She's talking about her, like, intense gaze, and it's like... It's really kind of breaks the mood of this whole scene where they're trying to have peaceful, loving
she
sex,
is the
and then she's just got this really burning, like owl-like.
She
stare.
Has cool hands.
You like this,
and
don't you, Jack?
A burning
you like
gaze.
Your cock in here.
She is the Uncanny Valley. She is Tomoebot 5000.
I have a funny feeling she's going to end up like that Hindu goddess that swallows you in from her vagina.
Welcome, American investor to consumer.
No, we already read that fanfic. That was the Hercules fanfic.
Her
oh,
bones,
is that
the Kingdom Hearts fanfic.
Her
oh,
bones
okay.
reached my ears, growing
Give me
louder
Robo Dick.
And louder as she leaned
my
forward,
receptacle needs cleaning.
Sliding her arms around my neck until she was kissing me deeply. I growled softly and thrust my tongue past her lips, mimicking the movements my chef was making within her walls. David,
that'd be really difficult to do.
A David.
Yeah, it's not that pleasurable for anyone.
But it's already my turn again.
A David.
Oh God.
A David.
A David.
You got an extra long section too.
I don't want to have an extra long section.
It's all right. I also have a 2-page fanfic so that Logan and Roy can get final
get
reads.
This.
Fuck!
Yay!
Yay!
I didn't see a burp there.
Shut the fuck up. Seriously. She broke away a few seconds later, panting softly as I increased the speed of her hips. Wait. I go against my own. Okay, I probably should have read forward.
Okay, let's try that again.
Panting softly as I increased the speed of her hips against my own. I could feel her contact around me tighter and tighter with each delicious thrust, encouraging me to grind against her in small circles. Sweat trickled down my face and back as I thrust frantically up into her, moaning louder and louder as I felt her clamp down on my shaft involuntarily. I wanted to be lost in this feeling forever, not about to stop as long as I could keep going. The louder she moaned, the more I wanted to hear her, and pounded into her until the pressure was almost unbearable. I knew we were close to exploding, so agonizingly close, yet I felt as if we were still so far away. I had abandoned my carefully measured guidance of her hips and let my desire guide us both, rocking her faster and faster on my lap as the pressure continued to build. She was unbelievably tight now. By now, fuck.
Well, that's what they're doing.
I know.
This would be like really hot if it had ended 4 or 5 pages ago. I kind of want to get back to what was going on with the poison.
He's going to shoot it out.
Oh,
yeah, shoot out all your terrible poison.
The money shot will be the poison.
Don't say that, because I've seen anime porns that do that, and it's just bad. It works badly every time, because then the girl gets corrupted and grows 3 penises that come Tabasco sauce, and it's not fun.
I was going to say,
you were into Tabasco.
That sounds very fun.
No. I'm only into Tabasco sauce if it's coming out of an otter dick. So you got to remember, there's a difference.
No.
But this anime was with an otter girl.
One an Oreo? Would that appease the fanfic gods? Because that'd be great. I would like to not do this.
Okay. God, I just conflated otter and immediately thought of OtterCon.
OtterCon? Oh God.
Just like one of my Japanese animes. Alright. She was unbelievably tight by now as I slid my hands up around her lower back, gasping pneumonia heavily as I slowly let my instincts take control. Her loud, unashamed cries only fueled my lust, as no woman from my native time would ever dare to be so loud in bed. Well, clearly, he didn't meet Matsumi from 3 huts down the road. The thought only excited me further, as I could feel the delicate control I still had over myself begin to slip away. Without any warning at all, I heard her draw in a sharp breath and felt her freeze before she trembled slightly in my arms. A second later, that tension was released, and I could feel her contracting rhythmically around my shaft. John Shaft.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wait, was that
just say vanilla just say ice? That sing Shaft every single time.
Yeah. Dun, 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 dun,
dun. That's Vanilla Ice. That's not Shaft.
I was trying to do a jazzy beat, but go on.
The Shaft theme song goes. Wu Tang. Boom. NASA. Boom. NASA. Anyway, I'm done. That's a little mashup for you, Wu-Tang and Shaft.
So gangster. Anyway,
straight up, G-Dog. Mind shattering. We haven't gotten to that yet. Not going to do that just yet. A second later, that tension was released, and I could feel her contracting rhythmic around my shaft. I lost myself in the sounds of her moans and the dizzying sensation that rippled up from where we were locked together. My breath caught in my throat as well. That's a fucking goddamn drink. Okay, now let me stop if you've heard this one before.
No.
I lost myself in the sound of her moans and the dizzying sensation that rippled up from where we were locked together. My breath caught in my throat.
I have heard that before.
Thank you. Roy got the joke. Thank you, Lori. I called you Lori. I don't know why. My breath caught in my throat as I felt every muscle in my body tense for one agonizingly exquisite moment that I desperately struggled to write 8 pages of buildup for, to hold on to before it was released in a mind-shattering explosion that shot through my entire body.
And had my neurons firing off and none of them were connecting because my mind actually shattered. Whoops.
Oh, man.
Turns out they were right about sex.
You took the red pill. Free your mind, man. I thrust into her uncontrollably as I lost all control, aching forward until I was almost
redundant.
Sitting up with my hands at her lower back, supporting her as she arched backwards against me. Her head was tipped back in ecstasy.
Ecstasy.
And her hands gripped my shoulders tightly as she rocked against me as hard as she could. Hard?
Seriously, I thrust into her uncontrollably as I lost all control.
So he got control back. He uncontrollably lost control, so thus he has control.
Yo, dog, I heard you like losing control, so I put some uncontrollableness inside your uncontrollability, so you have uncontrollitude. Double stuff Oreos.
Standby to standby, boss.
I actually heard that in the military. Good times, good times. Hard spasms racked my body as I exploded deep inside that hot silken tunnel, panting and moaning as I pounded into her with everything I had. My nerve was electrified as I thrust desperately, wanting to draw this out as long as I could. My muscles ached from the exertion, but I refused to stop until I realized that I had nothing left to give her. I slumped back against my pillow at long last, panting heavily as I realized just how exhausted I was. Tomoe collapsed against my chest with her head against my shoulder, sighing softly
as I reached up to slightly stroke her hair as it spilled down over her shoulders and back. I was not as well as I had previously thought, but I felt great. Fuck. Ow.
Does an Oreo count as a drink?
Sounds like it.
Well, yeah.
It's a drink.
Yeah, I'm about to drink, but I had to eat an Oreo first.
Just a mouthful of Oreo helps the medicine go down.
Actually, it doesn't mix with my drink very well. Chocolate does not go well with fruity drinks.
No, unless it's orange.
It's lemonade? Yeah, it's got lemonade in it, among other
just
things.
Just a spoonful of liquor helps the medicine go down.
Three kinds of liquor in there. Anyway, Tomoe. Collapse, I already read that. As previously thought, as if a great weight had been lifted from my chest. It was her chest. And I knew that the infection was gone, and she... shit.
You were doing correctly.
I messed up. And I knew that the infection was gone, as she had said it would be. Back to you, Logs. Shit, it's my turn again. Shit. I leaned my chin against the top of her head as I held her there, content to simply lay there until I caught my breath. Neither of us spoke as I tiredly drew the blankets back up around us, wanting little more than to sleep now. Tumo did not protest the movement, and it only shifted slightly as she withdrew herself from my lap to lay at my side. A soft moan escaped from my lips as she... Fucking beans. A soft moan escaped my lips as her still spasming womb released me. But I was too tired to do anything about it. I simply drew her close and guided her head to my shoulder, letting her drape her arm across my chest as my eyes slowly slid shut. Within moments, I could feel myself drifting off, finally able to relax with the knowledge that the infection would never return and that it had taken all it had to take. Was Tomoe's warm, loving touch.
So in the actual show, the thing that got rid of the infection was, you know, him remembering all of the people that he had met and knowing that his friends were always with him and using the power of friendship to banish Aku. But yeah, no, sure, having sex with some apparent goddess, that'll work too.
Whatever. Yeah, we're down with that, man.
I'm sure Phil Lamar would be really happy to voice Samurai Jack in that.
What? That's fucked up.
I want to do that, just for fun.
No.
Yes.
No.
Also, Logan and Roy, you get to read this one. Logan, go first.
All right, let's see what we got here.
Steve, I disagree.
What?
For the block.
I just disagree.
You like this. You know the story.
I also openly disagree.
What is the story?
Quill?
If you will let me read, I will.
Is it Cave Lord of Ditto? Because that's pretty awesome.
Now shut up. Aww. All right. Bad Guys by Quillfall.
Whoa, that is an imaginative tile, bro.
Bad Guys.
Yep, Bad Guys by Quillfall. Summary. A visitor from outside the arcade makes a brief stop in Game Central Station. Notes. I wrote this years ago, way back when Wreck-It Ralph first came out. Something about the movie's message reminded me of something. Of the character arc of the protagonist of Yahtzee's novel, Mog World. Oh. So, an itty-bitty cross...
I don't see how you can be reminded of that at all.
Wait, what was the thing?
Mog World.
Like, the message of Wreck-It Ralph reminded them of the message and the character arc of Jim in Mog World.
Now, the only thing I remember that has Mog to deal with was Mog House from Final Fantasy VII's Gold Saucer.
Yeah, it's not that.
Press circle to throw a nut?
No.
Well, damn.
It's a bit more complicated. No one was quite sure where he had come from. Certainly not any machine in the arcade.
Uh-oh.
A device that wasn't a game console had gotten plugged into the last outlet on the strip, probably left there by some distracted chaperone. He was sitting by himself in a secluded corner of Game Central Station, as far from everyone as he could get. He obviously needed his space. Vanellope von Schweetz, though, did not have much sense for anyone's space. Hey, zombie guy! She bounded over, grinning. What's your name? He considered not answering her for a moment, but she was probably going to hang around until he did. Jim? I'm Vanellope. He hadn't asked. What are you doing here anyway? She moved a bit closer. He gave her a second look at that, and noticed the deleters crawling all over her skin. He scooted away, both from her probing and her deleters. She just closed the distance. I'm waiting for someone, he said shortly, hoping an answer would send her off. You mean the zombie girl? Is she trying to find your nose? Yes. I mean, no. No, she's not looking for my nose. But yes, her. How'd you die? Why'd you come back? Do you eat brains? Do your body parts come off? She was hopping around incessantly, and the barrage of questions seemed never-ending. Hey, Vanellope, back off, would you? Jim looked up to see an absolutely massive man approach him, looking, exasperated.
Yay, you got the SAT word right.
Fuck you. Aw, I was just trying to be nice, Vanellope shoved her hands in her pockets of her hoodie.
And now it's Roy's turn.
The man didn't offer a response, turning to Jim. Sorry about her. I'm pretty sure she's programmed to be an annoying brat. He sat down next to the undead with a crash. Crash? What brings you to the arcade? The man's name was Ralph, Jim discovered. Wreck-It Ralph. And he was strangely easy to open up to.
Well, so instead of describing the dialogue that he learned his name by, he just says he discovered... Wow. Great writing.
Jim right-clicked and said and chose Get Info on the man. He was strangely easy to open up to. They just talked for a while and somehow got on the topic of villainy. So you're a bad guy too, huh? Ralph asked him. Yeah, or I was. Maybe I still am. Worked for an evil necromancer, tortured folks, threw him into a pit of rats. Good job. Jim drummed his fingers on the floor. Didn't you ever get tired of it? I mean, people must have been awful to you. Jim shrugged. Not really. It's just what I did and people dealt with it in their own ways. Lots of folks interested in killing me, though. That's the tiring bit. Ralph was silent for a few moments. Ever thought about being a hero? Something about the words rang familiar in Jim's mind. His nose would have wrinkled if it were still attached to his face. It was about a minute before he spoke.
God damn it, Roy! It's not a minute in real life! Every time we talk, the minute resets. Dude.
You're right, a minute is really long. It was about a minute before he spoke. No. I'd rather be a protagonist. And this makes no sense, because if he's still a zombie, then he couldn't possibly be at that point in the fucking Mogworld story. This was a terrible fanfiction.
Yeah, hey, that's why we read it.
I'm more surprised.
No, it wasn't even fun to be read.
That's why we read it.
It didn't even go anywhere.
That's why we read it.
It wasn't bad enough to be funny.
That's why we read it.
Because it wasn't...
Not everything needs to be funny.
The night early next time, instead of reading your garbage fanfiction that you dredged up out of the fucking Mariana Trench, you trash boat.
Just ask me to pull out one of trash the very tiny fix that I've got. Like
trash boat.
That's an episode title.
No,
right there.
No,
trash boat.
We've already got episode title, man.
I like mine better.
No,
I like his better too. You're overruled.
So everybody should check out Derpy Show. How often does the show come out?
That's a really good question.
Irregularly.
It's been really sporadic lately, but hopefully we'll be back to the twice a month every year Friday.
At least once a month.
On the same day as this show, so, you know.
Oh, great. We got competition. All right, well, thank you.
On the same website.
I know. It's cannibalism of our own brand.
Check us out at derpyshow.com.
Well, I think it was Mark with a C kept on liking to say whenever he mentioned it on Real Congregation, it's just nice and incestuous of us here at Nerdy Show to be on each other's shows.
So the way you should do it. Like,
what you're saying is that we should fuck each other.
I've taken back.
I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that maybe we should buy each other some dinner and then go out and see where the night takes us.
I'm just saying, I've met these men before and I've touched at least one of their hands. And I think that counts.
That's first base.
Whose hand
right
did
there.
You touch?
Whose hand did you touch?
It was Boar.
You touched my hand?
Was it cold?
Why don't I remember this? Who are you?
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
I don't know.
Who are you? Who?
Wait, I want to know why this guy was touching me.
Yeah, cue the organ thing. Bee.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Mucho Gusto Los Medanos by the Towson State University Jazz Ensemble. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.